What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
To speed on the latest from the world of Formula One. First up, get ready for some fresh faces. F1 is giving rookies even more chances to shine next year. Teams must now put a rookie driver in each of their cars for practice, not once, but twice. This could shake things up and give us a glimpse of the future stars of F1. Speaking of the future, McLaren's already teasing us with their 2025 Challenger. The MCL39 hit the track at Silverstone for some promo filming, sporting a superb camouflage livery. Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri got behind the wheel, and fans are buzzing about what the official livery will look like when it's unveiled next week. Can McLaren keep up their momentum and maybe snag a drivers' championship? Now, let's talk about drivers. The 2025 grid is shaping up to look pretty different. We've got some big moves happening. Isaac Hadjar, Jack Doohan, Ollie Bearman and Gabriel Bortoleto are all stepping up to full-time seats. Carlos Sainz is heading to Williams, Nico Hülkenberg's going to Sauber, and Esteban Ocon is making his way to Haas. Sadly, we'll be saying goodbye to Valtteri Bottas, Zhou Guanyu, and Kevin Magnussen as full-time drivers. But that's racing. And finally, the big question. Who's going to be fighting for the title next year? Everyone's expecting a showdown, with names like Max Verstappen, Lando Norris, Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc, and George Russell all in the mix. F1 legend Martin Brundle even said it should be one of the greatest seasons in Formula One history. I, for one, cannot wait for the season opener in Australia on March 16th. I'm fired up and ready to go.
Dr. Kenya on the air, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Timber sounds moving up side to side, side to side. Culture being fire grooves all night long. Dance floors ready, hear the song, come along, come along. Feel the bass, hear the drums, let it flow, let it flow. Tempers up, vibes hot, here we go, here we go. From the south to the west, every beat, every beat. Dr. Kenya's got the sound, feel the heat, feel the heat. On Zimbo South, we gonna dance, dance, dance. Feel the rhythm, take a chance, chance, chance. Dr. Kenya in control, 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 control. Feel the culture, groove your soul, soul, soul. Ambiano in the mix, feel the rush.
WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you're listening to From Here to Eternity, that show where we take a trip back to the 80s that you never knew. Well, today, it's the day after Valentine's Day. A great day, or, not the best possible day for some. But irrespective, there's a love or a love-related song for everybody to listen to on Valentine's Day. So as you continue to reflect on the spirit of love, we'll take an hour to kind of just go through some songs of mine that I like to go and listen to every once in a while that make you think about the ones you want to say that I love you to, or in Italian, ti amo, which is the name of this classic Umberto Tozzi song we're going to start off with today, right now.
Yeah. Fíjate en tu secretaria. Ay, señor, qué dolor, pobre secretaria. Pide dancing behind masks, just subtle pantomime, but images reveal whatever lonely hearts can hide. Lady, 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 don't walk this lonely avenue. Lady, 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 let me touch that part of you. That part of you.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Save a Prayer by Duran Duran, which is one of my favorite bands, and this was off of their album Rio, which is one of my favorite albums. For that, though, we had a song by Joe Esposito and Giorgio Moroder, for whom the show is named, Lady, 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 off of the Flashdance soundtrack, a movie which is based in Pittsburgh. For that, though, we had Pobre Secretaria. That's by a very famous Mexican solo artist, Daniela Romo. And we started off today with Ti Amo by Umberto Tozzi, who has quite a songbook behind him as well. If you know the song Gloria by Laura Branigan, guess what? It's not her song. It's a cover of Umberto Tozzi's Gloria, which is a great song. Definitely recommend listening to that at some point if you have the time. But we're going to continue with our little love-related kind of thing that we're going on right now. I'm going to do something by another Italian artist, but is in English. Something that actually charted in at least Britain. A great song by the words it's called Words by F.R. David. Words don't come easy, as you can tell. And that's how the song starts. So let's get into that right now.
Words don't come easy. Words
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you're listening to From Here to Eternity, where you just heard Fantasy Girl by Johnny O. Before that, we had Tell It to My Heart by Taylor Dane. We had Hooked on You by Sweet Sensation. And we started off this part of the segment with Words by FR David. Did a little bit of a dance pop little segment there, but we're going to slow it down a little bit in just one moment. But before we get to that, we're going to just go through a couple things I got to let you know. Firstly, this is an announcement from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Text if you can't. Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMS text message to a 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it is unsafe to speak on the phone, to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the To field, enter the numerals 911. In the message, include the address, location of the emergency, and the type of help needed, fire, police, or ambulance, and then click Send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as not to alert intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call. Beyond that, just going to let you know that WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information about how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR at WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Finally, just a couple shows we have here on WRCT. You can tune into Kaleidoscope, an eclectic hour of music with your very own DJ Kate, Thursdays at 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Add to the colorful mix by calling in requests. And finally, we have The Angry Young Man. The world is an angry place, and there's an angry young man who's ready to tackle the issues plaguing it head on. Join Anthony Cachado as he talks about issues ranging from current events to policy debates every Friday at 7 a.m. on WRCT. Without further ado, back to our regularly scheduled programming. WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Hunting High and Low by Aha. Before that, we had Ostani by Davuli, which is a Croatian group. Before that, we had Joanna by Cool and the Gang. Now, it's that time of the show where we're going to take a break from our trip back to the 80s and take a trip back to the future. That's right, we're going to be taking a trip over back to the future to listen to some new stuff that came out, and believe it or not, there's some new Ethosign music that we're going to be playing on the show today, as well as some of the other songs that we've played in the past. And what could it be? There's just one thing that it could be. It must be love.
glasses as we take our places. Total strangers with familiar faces. I can never forget that look in your eyes, but you've already forgot me once we said our goodbyes. I won't let that be the end. It's something I can still defend. You know it's somewhere deep in your heart. Fire and love, that spark can start. You know I love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad.
I'll keep fighting till my last breath. You're the woman I love and I simply adore. I long to have you in my arms once more. You know I'll never forget,
never forget
how you left that night with no regret. The pain from that moment still haunts me today. The specter of love that's gone.
WRCT 88.3 FM. My name's DJ Tony Tunes, and you just heard Love You to Death, It Promises You Made, and It Must Be Love by Ethosign. All songs that you can stream on all streaming platforms. But that closes up our Valentine's Day episode. Hope you all enjoyed, and I'll be seeing you all next weekend. Take care, and God bless.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
We tend to have an idea and want to do the business cards and set up a website right away and then say we're in business, right? And especially with social media, everybody is an influencer type of thing. We don't take enough time to truly understand the problem that we're solving and discovering the customer and to whom we're solving that problem for. All successful businesses solve a void in the marketplace, and we have to understand that. And that's a process of taking the time before you even start writing that business plan. You have to understand and do your customer discovery, problem discovery. Is the problem I think I'm helping with this particular business indeed the problem? And who are my customers?
Dr. Tiffany Bussey, founding director of the Morehouse Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center. As director of the Morehouse Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center, Busse managed planned teams of faculty, staff, and consultants to achieve the goal of the center, which is to assist in the development of minority entrepreneurship through scholarly research, training, and consulting services. She's also an adjunct professor of entrepreneurship at Morehouse College. Under her leadership, this transformational program has been instrumental in generating millions of dollars in revenue for small African-American and underrepresented businesses in Atlanta. I'm Johnny O'Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, Morehouse Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center with Dr. Tiffany Busse. In Black America.
Like I mentioned, we started off with primarily work in the DOD Mentor Protege program. And then we had the awesome opportunity to write for a significant grant with JP Morgan Chase, who has been one of our early supporters of this work. And at the time, like any small business, we were asked to find something that the market currently wasn't offering. And so we started with helping startup businesses. I would call it industry agnostic. It wasn't focused, but just to help businesses start. At the time in Atlanta, there were very few other organizations focusing on helping Black founders start businesses. So that's where we started in terms of the community work that we were doing. We have evolved. We are now focused on construction as far as the industry pillar. Healthcare is another one for us, and information technology. I would also say that we're currently looking at sustainability and climate change as another focus area, again, given, you know, you're constantly doing that search, that strategic search, where are the gaps in the marketplace, and that's where it's leading us to right now.
Dr. Tiffany Busse has over 20 years' experience in various aspects of business management for corporate, small business, educational, and nonprofit organizations. Formed in 2004 as a unit of Morehouse College, the Innovation and Entrepreneurship Center has continually operated with an internal and external focus to promote innovation and entrepreneurship with people of color. The center's program has changed the lives of generations of families in the community and introduced the possibility of generational wealth where there was none. The secret to their success lies in comprehensive formula they developed, guiding these businesses through every aspect of the process, including securing capital. To date, the center has reached 2,100 students, impacted over 400 small businesses, and created 850 new jobs. Recently, In Black America spoke with founding director Dr. Tiffany Busse.
Oh, wow. That's a really good question. I was born in Belize, Central America, and just had the fortunate time of spending some time there in the last couple of weeks. So grew up in Belize all the way through high school and then came to the United States to attend college. I have gone to the College of St. Elizabeth in New Jersey and had a really awesome experience.